请大家同心默祷。
Us all pray in one accord.
奉主耶稣圣名开始我们安息日下午聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our Sabbath afternoon service.
一起唱诗240首。
Let's all sing hymn 240.
And
let's all kneel down and pray in one accord and ask the Lord to bless our afternoon service. Let's all pray.
Hallelujah, 感谢主耶稣带领下午我们继续在这里纪念安息圣日。
And hallelujah, thanks for the guidance of the Lord. We're going to continue to worship Holy Sabbath this afternoon.
愿主耶稣基督与我们同在，祝福我们大家。
And may Lord Jesus Christ be with us and blesses us.
神将人安置在伊甸园里面。
And God has placed man in the Garden of Eden.
要人过一个健康的人生。
And he wanted man to live a very healthy life.
这是一个基础的生活。
And this is the foundation of life.
因为人首先必须要有一个健康的生活。
And because man must to have a healthy lifestyle.
然后才能进一步追求美善的人生。
And then they could pursue a beautiful life.
所以从神为人设立伊甸园，我们可以了解神的美意。
And so after the Garden of Eden was established by God, we understand His beautiful will.
所以下午我们再来分享美善的人生。
And so this afternoon we like to share a beautiful life.
看创世纪第二章。
And please turn to Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章。
Genesis chapter 2.
从第十节看
，and verse 10。
第十节啊，这里说这个伊甸园里面呢有河从伊甸流出来，滋润那个园子，从那里呀、分为四道。
And a river watering the garden flowed from Eden. From there, it was separated into four headwaters.
这里说河从伊甸。
And it says a river watering in the garden flow from Eden.
这伊甸就是这个河的一个源头。
And the Eden is the source of the river.
可见他是快乐的。
And we could see that he's full of happiness.
快乐的源头。
And he is the source of happiness.
神让河水啊从伊甸流出来。
And God allowed the water to be flowing out of Eden.
他要滋润啊。整个园子
and he wants to saturate all the gardens.
这个让我们知道
and this is to let us understand.
整个园子里头啊，都被这个河水啊滋润
and all the water saturated the garden.
就证明说充满了喜乐
and this proves that this is filled with happiness.
我们心里头啊，充满了喜乐。
And we're filled with joy in our hearts.
而这个喜乐是从哪里来的？
And where does this joy come from?
从神那里流出来的。
And this flows out from God.
所以神要让人生活在一个充满喜乐的园子里面。
And God wanted man to live in a place with us full of joy.
他就让河水从伊甸流出来，滋润整个园子。
And he allows the river to flow out of Eden and to nourish all the garden.
那怎么样能够使这个园子充满了喜乐？
And how do you let this garden full of joy?
就是要让人有一个美善的人生。
And is to allow man to have a beautiful life.
这个美善的人生，也就是喜乐的人生。
And this beautiful life is a joyous life.
现在我们看这个河呢，分为四道，它是怎么分开的、
And we see that this river was separated into four headwaters.
第十一节
，verse 11，
说第一道名叫比顺，就是环绕为哈菲拉全地的，在那里有金子。
And the name of the first is called Pishon. It winds through the entire land of Havilah where there's gold.
并且那地的金子是好的，在那里又有珍珠和红玛瑙。
And the gold of that land is good. Aromatic resin and onyx are also there.
这个第一道河啊，你看它的河的是河。流经的地方啊，有金子，有珍珠，有玛瑙。
And you see that this river flows through you and wherever it flows through, you see that there's gold and onyx.
这些东西要做什么？
And what are these things?
就美化我们的人生。
And it's to allow us to have a beautiful life.
所以美善的人生啊，就像金子、珍珠、玛瑙这些东西这么宝贵。
And a beautiful life is kind of like having gold and resin and onyx. They're so precious.
所以你看，神要让我们的人生进一步美化。
And God wants to continuing allowing our life to be better.
健康是一个基础。
And health is a foundation.
然后呢，我们要让这个人生啊显得很美。
And then we have to let our life to become to beautify it.
所以现在你看人都会追求这样的人生。
And we see that men constantly pursue this type of lifestyle.
一个健康的身体。
And a healthy body.
他就希望能够穿得很漂亮。
And he wants to be dressed.
那么要装饰的他很尊贵，要用什么来装饰
？And wants to be decorated preciously. And what should we use to decorate it?
金子是最普遍的。
And gold is very common.
所以大家会一定会用金子来装饰。
And many people use gold to decorate themselves.
你看王的王冠呢、啊，那个荣耀都用金子打出来。
And you will see the crown of king, usually it's made from gold.
那在上面再戴一个宝石，哇，那就很珍贵。
And there will be a precious stone on top, and then this will be very precious.
这个都是神为我们设想的。
And these are the things that God thought of it for us.
感谢神。
And thank God.
神让这个河流经的地方呢，产出很多的黄金宝石。
And whichever the river flow through, there are a lot of precious stones and gold.
就是要美化我们的人生。
And this is to allow us to have a beautiful life.
让我们很喜乐。
And to let us be very joyous.
你看一个人穿衣服穿得很漂亮。
And if a person dress up to be very nice.
目的是什么？
And what is the purpose?
就是要快乐。
And it's to be happy.
很喜乐。
And to be joyful.
好像这个。快乐充满整个身体。
And to let this joy flow through the body.
当我们戴上这些美饰的时候，哇，心情更快乐。
And when we wear these jewelries and ornaments, we feel even happier.
人生啊，应该要追求懂得美化。
And we should pursue a beautiful life.
所以你看，世界上才有这么多的这个。美术作品出来。
And we see that there are many different types of arts in this world.
还有这种艺术的东西跑出来。
And we will see creations of art.
所以艺术是为了什么？
And what is art for?
就是要美化我们的人生。
And it's to let us have a beautiful life.
那这种艺术的观念在哪里？
And what is this concept of art?
就是神造我们人的时候就放在里面。
And after God created man, he placed it inside us.
其实啊，我们每一个人都是艺术天才。
And actually, all of us are very artistic.
我们都知道怎么样做最好。
And we know what to pursue for the best.
用什么神所给予我们的恩赐来装饰我们的生活，美化我们的人生。
How should we decorate our life with the gift that God has given us to make our life beautiful?
所以在我们生活的环境里头。
So in our living surroundings,
从我们自己身上所穿所戴的
and from what we wear and what we decorate ourselves with,
到我们居家的环境
and also our home environments,
我们都会想要怎么样去装饰它、摆设它，让它看起来很快乐、很美。
We're constantly thinking how to decorate it and how to make it prettier.
这个叫做生活的艺术。
And this is the art of life.
为的是什么？
And what is the purpose?
快乐。
And to be happy.
所以这一点是神的恩赐。
And so this is a gift from God.
我们每个人都要善用神给我们的恩赐。
And we must know how to properly utilize the gift from God.
好好的善用神所给予我们的这些美物啊，来装饰我们的人生。
And we have to utilize the great things that God has given us to decorate our lifestyles.
这就是美善的人生。
And this is a beautiful life.
所以说，我们每个人， 不是单单追求说，哎呀，有生活这过日子就好，不是这样。
And so each and every one of us, not just to pursue a life that's living.
我们今天在基督里面。
And we're in Christ today.
追求的是美善的人生。
And we're pursuing a beautiful life.
不是世上的虚荣。
And not the glamours of the world.
世上人呢，可能弄错了。
And maybe they made a mistake, the worldly people.
神赐给这么美好的恩赐，其实不是让我们追求虚荣，不是的。
And God gave us such a wonderful gift, it's not led us to pursue vanity.
那个虚荣是不会带来喜乐的。
And this glamour would not bring us joy.
反而会带来给人很多的这些压力。
And it would bring men a tremendous amount of pressure.
啊，其实神是要给我们喜乐的。
And God wants us to give us joy.
这个叫做真实的人生。
And this is a true life.
所以我们在基督里面应当不同的观念。
And so in Christ, we should have a different concept.
所以我们要懂得怎么样来美化我们的人生。
We have to learn how to make our life beautiful.
这个是没有标准的。
And there's no standards.
不能说啊，这个好，这个不好。
You can't say this way is good or that way is bad.
每一样都很好。
And every single thing is good.
好像神让每一棵树长出来都是不同的样式，都是一样的好。
And just like all the trees that grown God let the trees grow, and every single one of them is good.
每一棵都是很美的。
And each one of them are beautiful.
以前我在教小朋友的时候
，And when I was teaching children before，
他们最头痛的就是说美术课
，And what they hate the most is art class。
因为以前呢，老师教他们画图的时候
，And because before when the teachers teach them how to draw，
小朋友都说不会画图
，And many of the children does not know how to draw。
因为老师要他。画狗画猫画的不像，怎么画都不像。
And because the teachers wanted them to draw cats or dogs, and they try very hard, but they cannot get it perfect.
大家都没有兴趣。
And so they lost interest.
其实美术不是这样的。
And actually, art is not really this way.
那个美术啊，那个是在我们的心里头。
And art is actually inside our hearts.
因为让我们感觉到很美，是我们心里说。认为这个很美
and because it makes us feel that this thing is very beautiful.
那借着我们心里头是认为美的，把它形象化出来。
And what we think is beautiful in our hearts, and we will try to duplicate it on an image.
它并不是要去代表说像什么像什么。
And not necessarily, it might represent, it might look like a certain thing.
那是要。表现我们心中的喜乐。
And this is to reveal our true happiness in our hearts.
所以我教小朋友不是这样教的。
So when I was teaching children, this I wasn't teaching it this way.
画什么像什么不是的。
And I didn't insist that they have to whatever they draw has to be very accurate.
我要他们把心中的喜乐画出来。
And I want them to draw out their happiness in their hearts.
按照自己的意思表现出来。
And according to their will, they have to present.
每一个人的表现都是很独特的。
And every presentation is very unique and distinctive.
不会有两个人一样的。
And they will not no two are alike.
那才叫做美。
And this is beautiful.
那才会喜乐。
And then you would have joy.
因为只要有两个东西来比较的时候。
And because when you have two things that you could compare.
就失去了它的意义。
And it loses its meaning.
因为不快乐。
And because you're not happy.
我比你好，也不快乐。
And because I'm better than you, so you would not be happy.
这种快乐是虚的。
And this is all a very a vanity.
我比你好，这快乐吗？
And I am better than you because am I happier?
这个不是快乐。
And this is not true happiness.
但我比你差。
And I'm worse than you.
快乐吗？
Are you happy?
更不快乐。
And of course not.
这个算什么人生啊？这种人生不快乐。
And this type of life there's no happiness.
神给我们的是独特的。 多一点。
And whatever God gave us is very unique.
没有任何可以比较的。
And there's nothing similar in contrast.
这种美啊，才会喜乐。
And this type of beauty, you would have true joy.
所以我让小朋友画自己想画的。
And so I would allow the children to draw whatever they wanted to draw.
那要带领他们把心中的画表现出来。
And I wanted to guide them to really reflect what they're thinking in their mind.
我先讲故事给他们听。
And I would tell them a story first.
让他们心中有一个美的景象出现。
And so that they have a very beautiful image in their mind.
一个美的那种这个物体出现。
And they would have an image and a something, an item that's beautiful.
当然很快乐，听到就真的很喜乐，很快乐的时候。
And after they heard it, they became very joyful and happy.
我要他们眼睛闭起来。
And I would ask them to close their eyes.
不要用眼睛画。
And do not draw it with your eyes.
因为用眼睛画，你就会受骗。
And because when you draw with your eyes, it will cheat you.
你用心里来画。
And you will use your heart to draw this item.
那才是最真实的画。
And this is a true drawing.
所以让他们眼睛闭起来。
So I asked them to close their eyes.
手里拿着一把的这个蜡笔。
And they would take a whole bunch of crayons in their hand.
放在纸上。
And then they would put it on the paper.
先想刚才你听到的这些，哇，什么样最美景象？什么最美？你最喜欢什么？
And I asked them to reflect that the beautiful image that they thought of before.
然后就开始在纸上动。
And then they started to move around on the paper.
开始大家都开始画了。
And then they started to draw.
一段时间差不多了，我说停。
And then after a certain period, I would say stop. Open your eyes.
你看到的是什么？
And what did you see?
美不美？
Is it pretty?
很美。
It's very pretty.
每个人都一样的美。
And everyone is pretty.
每一张都很独特。
And everyone is very special.
一个一个拿到上面来给大家欣赏。
And one by one, they will come up and share your pictures with others.
每一张图都带给大家喜乐。
And every picture will bring you joy.
哇，很高兴。
And everyone is very happy.
然后呢，就把它贴到教室的后面的那个墙壁上。
And then I would have them put it in the back of the classroom.
让大家再来，详细一张一张去欣赏。
And everyone would have the chance to look at it single-handed.
这叫美化人生。
And a beautiful life.
叫做美术。
And this is art.
并不是说要画像什么。
And it's not necessarily you have to draw something that has to look alike.
那只是死的东西。
And because those things are very dead.
神在这里，你看是河水产生出来的金宝石。
And because God allowed river to be flowing through and to have the precious metals.
他是要美化我们的生命的。
And he wanted to beautify our life.
这个就是神的美意。
And this is the wonderful grace of God. And this is a different gift that he gives to everyone. We have to try to use it wisely.
不要去学任何一个人。
And we should not learn from others.
你怎么学都不会像的。
Because you would try the hardest you can, it would not be the same.
要追求自己的。
You have to pursue yourself.
穿衣服啊，穿自己的。
And when you dress up, you have to dress your own style.
不一定要去跟模特儿一样。
You don't have to be like a model.
你怎么穿都不会一样。
And no matter what you wear, is you're not gonna look like that.
看喜欢的就好。
And you have to dress the way you like.
不在乎别人喜欢不喜欢。
Don't care about what other people think.
这样我们的人生才会喜乐。
And this way our life will be joyful.
就是美的人生。
And this is a beautiful life.
再看第十五节。
And we will read verse 15.
十五节。
Verse 15.
说主神将那人呐、安置在伊甸园。使他修理看守。
And so the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it.
这个是神给人的这个任务。
And this is a mission from God to men.
亚当在伊甸园里面呢，他要有工作。
And when Adam was living in the Garden of Eden, he has to work.
这个园子是神啊，来设立的。
And this garden was constructed by God.
但是呢，也给亚当一份的啊工作。
And also, Adam was able to have a job.
所以亚当要跟神同工。
And so Adam must work closely with God.
神设立这个园子。
And God constructed this garden.
让每样的树成长。
And he allows the trees to grow.
让河水这样浇灌。
And he surrounds it with river.
这一些都是神的工作。
And this is the work of God.
但是亚当呢，要配合神的工作。
But Adam has to coordinate with God with his work.
尽他的责任。
And to fulfill his duties.
来修理，来看守。
And to work and take care of the garden.
从这里让我们知道。
And so from this we can know.
人的人生要这个生活的要生活的有意义。
And a man's life must be lived up to very meaningfully.
啊，有一个啊美善的人生。
And a beautiful life.
要让你生活有意义。
And will allow life to be meaningful.
不是这样子，是过日子而已。
And not just to spend your days.
我们活着每一天呢，我都会有所作为。
And every single day that we're living, we must do something constructive.
生命会有表现。
And a life must have actions.
所以亚当呢，他要负责来修理看守这个园子。
And so Adam is responsible to take care and to work the garden.
对神所赐给我们的一切。
And everything that God has given us,
我们就要负这一份的责任。
And we have to pay, we have to be responsible to this part.
啊，今天我们的原则在哪里？
And what is our principle?
第一个就是我们的身体。
And first is our body.
这个是神的创造。
And this is the creation of God.
每一样都是很美的。
And everyone is wonderful.
你不要嫌他说我什么地方不美。
And do not.Despise any part of your body.
这样你就不会快乐。
And if you do that, you will not be happy.
你要怎么看怎么美？哎，神给我创造这样，跟别人不一样。
You have to see it as beauty. You're different than others.
他的很美，我的也是很美，一样的。
And he is good, and I am good as well.
没有标准的。
And there are no standards.
哎，那个标准都是假的，人造的。
And all the standards are phony and it's created by men.
还是神造的最美。
And whatever created by God is the most beautiful.
每个人都不一样。
Everyone is different.
我们要修理好。
We have to try to patch.
好好修理这个原子，让它像跟神造的一样那样美。
And we have to take care of the garden, so this way we have to, just like how God creates it.
一个人改变他的容貌。
And a person changes his own image.
别人看起来，哦，你们变这么漂亮。
And other people will see that you became so beautiful.
你心里的感觉是什么？
And how will you feel?
这是假的啦。
You will feel that this is really fake. Am I happy?
那叫做虚荣。
And this is just
vanity.
And I would not be happy.
有一天就会消失掉。
And one day it would disappear.
那不是真的美。
And this is not true beauty.
所以说呢，我们要好好管理神所给我们的。
And so we have to really care for what God has given us.
这个就是独特的。
And very special and distinctive.
神给我的形象就是这个样子。
And the image that God has given me looked this way.
我只要好好的修理，保养它。
And I have to try to maintain it and take care of it.
它就会显出它的美。
And it will reveal its beauty.
那里面是什么？
And what is that beauty?
不是别人看的。
It's not from what seen by others.
是我自己感觉的。
It is how I feel.
哎，把它弄得头发也美，耳朵也美，这也美，什么地方都很美。
And I make myself, whether it's my hair or my ear or with my rest.
你好好的把这个园子看守好。
And you have
修理好。
You have to take care of the garden and really fix it.
你就会很快乐。
And you'll be happy.
还有呢
and also,
我们的家庭
our families
也是一样的
It's the same way.
没有两个家庭是一样的。
And there's no two families are alike.
不要去跟人家的家庭比较。
And not, do not try to compare your family to other people's family.
好好的修理看着自己的家庭。
And you have to try to take care and maintain your own family.
感谢神赐给我这样的园子。
And thank God giving me this garden.
带给我快乐。
And it brings me joy.
让我有工作做。
And let me, and allows me to have work.
所以每个家庭都不一样。
And so every family is different.
有的家庭要修理这个地方，有的家庭要修理那个地方。
And some family needs to fix this area, but other families needs to fix that area.
孩子都不一样的。
And all the children are different.
那是我们的工作。
And this is our work.
我们要尽责任。
And we have to pay, be dutiful.
所以有人这样说了。
And so there is a saying.
不要比较。
And do not compare.
家家都有难念的经。
And because every family is completely different, they have their own difficulties.
每一本经都不一
样。And every things are different.
你去哪里比较？
And how can you compare?
感谢神，好好念自己那一本经就好。
And thank God, you just have to take care of what you have.
这是我们的责任。
And this is our duty.
这样你就会得到神所赐的美善。
And then you will regain what's good that's from God.
因为我们真的爱惜神所给我们。
And because we really cherish what we have from God.
如果亚当没有好好的修理看守啊。
And if Adam did not do a good job,
那这个园子就荒废了。
And the garden will be mistreated.
就不会有美善的生活了。
And you would not have a beautiful life.
对，我们都要懂得怎么样来好好的爱惜神所赐给我们。
So we must learn how to love whatever that's giving us by God.
要尽本分去修理看守。
And we really have to try to perform our duties to maintain and to work.
这样我们的人生啊，才会美善。
And then so our life would be beautiful.
再看十六节。
And please read verse 16.
十六节。
Verse 16.
主神吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子，你可以随意吃。
And the Lord God commanded the man, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden.
园中各样的树上的果子都是好好做食物的果子。
And anything in the garden, all the fruits in the garden, could be your food.
这个就是神的赏赐啊。
And this is the blessing from God.
神让他结出各样美好的果子。
And all trees will bear wonderful fruits.
那现在呢？神说你可以随意吃。
And God.Says that you could eat it as you please.
这就是享受。
And this is enjoyment.
美善的人生啊，就是享受的人生。
And a beautiful life is to enjoy your life.
很多人是懂得，哎呀，赚钱的，赚钱。
And many people only knows how to make money.
那你赚钱不会用钱的话，那就是。
But if you make a lot of money, you don't know how to use it, and what is the purpose?
哇，赚钱，哦，钱进来很快乐。
And after you have a lot of income, you'll be very happy.
啊，钱再弄出去，哇，就舍不得。
And if you thinking about spending it, you felt you don't want to.
那这是什么人生啊？
And what kind of life is this?
太可怜，奴隶嘛。
And you're like a slave.
所以你要享受啊。
And so you have to enjoy it.
神为什么要给我们？
And why does God give it to us?
是要你享受的。
It's for you to enjoy.
你看我们，那是好东西给儿女，把钱也好，把什么都好。
And we constantly give good things to our children.
要做什么？
And for what?
你看小孩子买很多玩具给他干什么？
And why do you buy so many toys for your children?
就是他要快乐。
And just to make him happy.
那你钱给他就是要享受。
And so you give money to him, for him to enjoy.
他可以去买他喜欢的东西。
And he could go and buy the things that he wants to buy.
随意吃。
And so you could eat it, as you please. And you will be happy.
如果人家命令你吃的，那你会快乐。
And if you're being commanded to eat something, you would not be happy.
所以一个小孩子不喜欢吃这个，父母一定要他吃，很不快乐。
Just like a child, he doesn't like certain food, but he was forced to eat it. He would not be happy.
所以有些做妈妈的喂小孩吃饭的，好像在征战一样。
And some mother, during dinner time, it's kind of like a battle. You have to force feed your child. And how would you be happy this way? You have to enjoy. You have to learn to enjoy the blessings from God. A beautiful life. And we could see that from King Solomon. Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter
5.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Verse
18.
Ecclesiastes 5:18.
他说我所见为善为美的，就是人在神赐他一生的日子，吃喝享受日光之下劳碌得来的好处，因为这是他的份。Then
I realized that it is good and proper for a man to drink, to eat and drink, and to find satisfaction in his toilsome labor under the sun, during the few days of life God has given him, for this is his lot.
所以他用他的智慧观察这个日光之下的人美善的人生到底什么样是最好。And
King Solomon uses his wisdom to observe the world and what is truly a beautiful life.
他看到的就是说人的在神赐给他的一生的连日啊，每一天呢都能吃喝快乐。And
he feels that during the days of a person's life, he must learn how to be happy and enjoy through eating and drinking what God has given him.
要记得，吃喝是一种享受。
And you have to remember, to eat and drink is the enjoyment.
如果不享受吃东西啊，到底吃的不知道味道。
And if you don't enjoy your food, what is the purpose of you eating it? And you would eat just because you wanted to eat, and then you will just stuff yourself. And what is the purpose of that? And this is very painful. And I have to eat three meals a day, but I don't enjoy my food. And learn to enjoy eating and drinking.
喝一口水都在享受，那就，那就，那这个人生就美了。Even
taking a sip of water, you're enjoying it, then your life is beautiful.
不一定要吃大餐。You
don't have to have a grand feast.
喝一口水都在享受。
You could take a sip of water.
这个是神的恩赐。And
this is the blessing from God.
所以我们 感谢神呢，我们知道说我们吃喝，我们都要感谢。
And thank God we constantly learned how to give thanks during our food.
我们用感谢的心来领受神的恩赐。
And we have a thankful heart to receive God's blessings.
来享受自己的份。
And to enjoy what belongs to us.
就是我们劳碌得来的，神要给我们享受的。
And this is something that because we're working hard for and God wanted to give us to enjoy. And we have to enjoy it fully. And we have to try our best to work. And then you have to enjoy. And this is a beautiful life. And so our goal in life, we should not have it mistaken. And what is the purpose for us to working so hard? And it's to enjoy a beautiful life. And this is the will of God. And do not pursue the vanity of the world. And let's read verse
19.
Moreover, when God gives any man wealth and possessions and enables him to enjoy them, to accept his lot and be happy in his work, this is the gift of God. And so our resources are abundant.
是要让我们可以吃用。
And it's for us to enjoy.
可以从当中的取到自己的份，一个每一个人的份都不一样。
And we could enjoy our possessions because everyone has different possessions.
你多了就负担。
And if you have more of it, it would become a burden to you. And if you lacking, that means you need it more.
所以懂得享受的人是刚刚好。
And so if you learn how to enjoy, a person that learns how to enjoy, that means that he would have a perfect quantity. And he would not have more or less.
刚刚好。
And he would have a perfection.
最满足最喜乐。
And he is satisfied and he is joyful.
这个一定要有生活的智慧。
And this is the wisdom of life.
所以简单一句话。
So a very simple word.
神给人自由就是随意吃，这个意就不简单了。
And God allows men to be free and is to eat and drink freely, and this is not simple.
这个就是我们人的智慧。
And this is the wisdom of men.
像所罗门那种智慧。
And this is the wisdom of King Solomon.
我们才懂得随意来享受。
And so we will learn how to enjoy.
不会超过自己的份。
And this will not go above and beyond what we don't have.
那这种人生是怎么样的人生？
And what kind of life is this life?
就是孔夫子说，我到七十岁的时候，随心所欲不逾矩。
And this is what Confucians have said, that after I'm 70 years old, I can do anything I want without limit.
就像这里所说的。
And just like what it says here.
不会超过，不会超过自己的份。
And you would not go above and beyond what you don't have.
我可以随心所欲。
And I could do as I please.
我要吃什么就吃什么，我要做什么就做什么。
And I could eat anything I want, and I could do anything I want.
可以随意的，随意。
And I could do what I please.
这是最快乐的。
And this is the most joyful.
主耶稣说啊，这个叫做真自由了。
And Lord Jesus said that this is true freedom.
随心所欲不逾矩啊，就是真自由。
And this is to do what you please. This is a true freedom.
哎，这种人生啊，是神的恩赐，真的是最美善的。
And this kind of life is the will of God, and this is a beautiful life.
所以今天呢，神将主耶稣赐给我们。
And so today, God gave Lord Jesus to us.
要我们在基督里面享受这种人生。
And it's for us to enjoy within Christ this type of life.
所以这种美善的人生啊，就是神的恩赐。
And so this beautiful life is the gift of God.
啊，今天呢，就是在基督里的人生。
And today, this is the life within Christ.
因为一般世上的观念呢，他们很难了解这个。
And the usual concepts of the world would not allow them to understand this.
因为世界这种潮流啊，大家都随着这个流潮流这样啊。
And because everyone is constantly following the different trend of the world.
劳劳碌碌啊，劳苦担重担。
And they toil and they labor and toilsome.
其实呢，很没有享受。
And they don't know how to enjoy.
有劳苦的人生，没有享受的人生。
And they have a very harsh life, but they don't have a life of enjoyment.
那主耶稣来叫我们劳苦啊，这个重担得到休息啊，放下。
And Lord Jesus told us that we have to unload our burden.
我们在劳碌中没有重担。
And in our work, we don't have any burden.
然后呢，又可以享受劳碌所得来的。
And we can enjoy what we work for.
你看这个是多好。
Yeah, this is wonderful.
这个就是神的恩赐。
And this is the gift from God.
那享受这种恩赐。
And in order to enjoy this gift,
就有满足的喜乐。
And you have to have a joyful satisfaction.
看二十节。
And let's read verse 20.
说他不多思念自己一生的年日，因为神应他的心使他喜乐。
He seldom reflects on the days of his life because God keeps him occupied with gladness of heart.
神应他的心。
And God respond to his thinkings.
所以他不为明天忧虑。
And so he would not be worried and cry.
他不会去想说要吃什么或什么什么什么都不
And he will not think about what to eat or drink. And he is carefree in his mind. And a person such as this will truly be joyful. So Paul teaches us that we have to constantly be joyful when we abide in Christ. And how do we abide in Christ and be joyful? And it's to be carefree. And just like here, that he doesn't worry about anything. And his whole, in his entire lifespan, he has no worries. And because every day, whatever he thinks about, God will let it happen. And so this is at the pinnacle of a beautiful life. And you would do anything as you please and without any restrictions. And this is truly a person that enjoys a beautiful life. And lastly, let's turn back to Genesis chapter 2. And in order to attain this beautiful life, and verse 17 is very critical. And you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. When you eat of it, you will surely die. And this is the commandment of God. And God uses tree of good and knowledge of good and evil as a commandment to men. And this is the boundary line. And so if you would follow it, this is good. But if you cross the boundary line, then you will be in trouble. So when we're pursuing a beautiful life, and we have to understand, we have to know where the boundary is. And do not veer left or right. And you have to walk in the center of God's way. And God tells the Jews that believes him that you have to constantly observe my ways. And you would understand the truth. And the truth shall set you free. And that means it's not to cross the boundary lines. And this, then you would truly enjoy a beautiful life. And so today we must put God's way in our hearts. And to guide as navigation on our path. And then we will have a beautiful life. And we will see the experience of David. And Psalms chapter 16. Psalms chapter 16. And this is a miktam of David. And we will read it from verse 7.
说我必称颂那指教我的主啊，我的心肠在夜间也警戒我。
I will praise the Lord who counsels me, even at night my heart instructs me.
他神是
And God is his counselor, so his, God's way is inside his heart. And he will call out God's love. And his instructions are inside my heart. So even at night, my heart instructs me. And so God's words is inside the hearts.
晚上啊,
and so even at night time, it would teach him.
就是昼夜都在思想,
and so day and night, he constantly reflects. And God's words is inside his heart.
接下来我们就看他的人生是怎么样的。
And we will see what kind of life does he have.
第九节，第八节。Verse 8.
And I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken.
他的人生啊, 没有, 忧愁, 没有害怕。
And his life is without any sorrow or where he's never frightening.
很平安。
And he's very safe.
有依靠。
And he has reliance.
像保罗一样。
And just like Paul.
主常常在我右边。
And he says, God is constantly on my right side.
靠着他，我可以做一切的事情。
And with him, I could do almost anything.
第九节。
Verse 9.
所以因此呢，我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐。
And therefore my heart is glad and my tongue is rejoices.
我的肉体也要安然居住。
My body also will rest secure.
心里快乐。
And I have a heart of gladness.
灵快乐。
And my tongue rejoices.
我身体健康。
And my body is healthy.
你看，这个就是因为遵守神的教训。
And because this is someone that follows God's teachings.
神跟他同在,
and he will have the abidance of God.
他就有这种喜乐人生,
and he will have this joyful lifestyle.
第十节说, 因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见血坏。
And verse 10, because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor you will let your Holy One see decay.
就是有永生的盼望。
And I will have the hope of eternal life.
所以死不怕。
And so I am not afraid of death.
死就是到阴间了。
And after you die, you are in hell.
今天我们已经得到永生了。
So we have regained eternal life today.
而且将来要复活的。
And in the future, we will resurrect.
11节,
Verse 11.
说你必将生命的道指示我，在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手有永远的福乐。
You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand.
哇，这个就是美善的人生。
And this is a beautiful life.
在神面前满足的喜乐。
So in front of God, we're full of joy.
在神的右手中呢, 就是他所要赐给我们的。
And within God's right hand is what he wants to give us.
永远的福乐。
And this is eternal blessing.
这个就是美善的人生。
And this is a beautiful life.
今天神爱我们。
So today, God loves us.
就借着主耶稣就赐给我们这个恩赐。
And through Jesus Christ, we were giving this gift. And so we all have to pursue after a beautiful life. And thank God. And let's sing Him.
395首.
And 395. Dwell with thee so cool. Thankful prayer. And we will give thanks that our merciful Father that loves us so much. And so today that we're in Lord Jesus Christ, we can enjoy a beautiful life. And we should have a heart of thanksgiving and to enjoy this beautiful life. And we will use our faith to enjoy. And because all the grace from God, and you must be received with faith. And although we heard it and we know it, but if you don't have faith, you would not be able to receive. And God give us a healthy life. And it's a beautiful life. So we must have faith to receive. And if you rely on men alone, you would not be able to find it. And today we shouldn't work so hard. And we have to receive it with faith. And we will be able to experience this healthy and beautiful life. And we are all now going to pray together. And ask the Lord's Holy Spirit to guide us. And to pursue a healthy and beautiful life. And let's all kneel down and pray.